Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Happy Thursday. It is the Brett Mega Show. We are 2 days away from AB's best friend getting married. We got that going for us.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 days away from the weekend. How about a good news story about someone who lost their engagement ring and found it in the most unexpected place?
Ooh.
A bowl of candy. I'll explain what happened next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
It's the Brett Maga Show, and let's do some good news. AB, your best friend's getting married in a couple of days.
She is.
Tell her not to lose her engagement ring.
Oh, no.
This story is absolutely pretty crazy, and probably every woman's like worst nightmare. As you go handing out candy to the kids, you have a wonderful mm-hmm. night. All the trick-or-treaters come in, and you look down, and you're like, oh, my engagement ring is gone.
Oh, no.
Fell in the bowl of candy, no. And one of those kids just dig it in, grabbed it. A million kids come through the neighborhood. How could you ever find it? They just threw it probably in the candy bag and it's gone. Well, she posted about it on social media going, I don't know if anyone in the neighborhood that came by my house, I'm missing my engagement ring. The neighborhood somehow saw it, went through their bowls of candy, found her engagement ring and returned it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh my gosh. I mean, she's lucky that her neighbors were like good, honest people. You know, sometimes like people who don't even live in your neighborhood come to your neighborhood.
Yeah.
So what if someone like never found that post or found the, oh my gosh.
Crazy story. Now that's some good news.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Let's have one of the most intense competitions. What is the best side for breakfast? You got sausage, you got bacon, you got ham, toast, hash browns, a lot of options.
Okay, I'm going hash browns, but specifically I'm going cubed hash browns, not shredded. I like the little cubes of potatoes.
Like potatoes with the little, like peppers and seasoned. Yeah, you got to get that right. Yeah. I feel like, though, you got to have like the right texture. They got to be crispy enough. They're hard to get, but when you get them right, man,
they're really good.
They're legit, yeah.
Mainly because most of my meal is terrible junk anyway. I think the best side is the fruit cup. Because
you're lying, Kevin.
No, if you order a fruit cup from a restaurant, the fruit is really good.
No, most people don't even touch it. Their bacon's gone, the eggs are gone.
Yeah, because I'm eating all everything else. I got to have something else that's a little more healthy. I'm going fruit cup.
Kevin thinks his doctor's listening. Oh, my favorite side is the fruit cup.
Yeah, okay. Kevin's going fruit cup. I'm going bacon. But I like my bacon, like, it's very specific. I like it peppered, so it's a little bit spicy, and then I like it pretty much burnt.
And in the microwave.
So offensive to bacon. I mean, I think bacon is probably the best, but you know what? You get those thick sausage links, like the real good ones. Not like those like crazy frozen microwave ones, like those thick sausage links. There's nothing better. Like,
you just, syrup.
Oh, yeah. They're so good.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We'll put 2 minutes on the clock, and I'll read off some headlines that are currently trending, and Hannah tells me which ones you need details on and which ones we can keep it moving on. Harvard University study says there's one time when happiness is not contagious.
When?
So happiness is contagious when you hang out with your friends, your neighbors, almost any time, except for work.
No way.
Yeah. The one exception is with coworkers. If you're happy about something that happened at work, other people are usually not happy when something happens at work. They're like, ugh, it happened to Hannah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Other people are happy when you're happy, except for when a coworker, something good happens to them. Yeah, it's crazy. Let's talk about going from happiness to kindness. Today is World Kindness Day.
Good. Keep moving.
Yep. 30 years of it. Happy.
We'll take it. I don't need anything negative about that. Take that and go.
Maybe the weirdest celebrity Halloween costume ever.
Is it Heidi Klum?
No. She always crushes it, but no, this is the weirdest one ever. Orlando Bloom went to a Halloween party with a new girl, actress Rachel Lynn Matthews. She dressed as Katy Perry.
Whoa! Yikes.
Which is his ex of like almost a decade.
That's twisted.
Yeah, I'm going to be Katy Perry for Halloween. Your ex. What a weird costume. The original Wicked Witch of the West hat up for auction.
For how much?
They don't know yet. It'll be going up soon. The same company that auctioned off her ruby red slippers went for $28
million. I was going to say, at least a couple million.
They'd say that it could. They're projecting it could be around the same amount.
Yeah.
They said the witch's hat is such a big symbolism, especially when it comes to Wicked for Good coming out.
I was going to say, perfect timing.
It's a transformational moment. It might not be as big as the ruby red slippers, but the hat is up there with this transformational moment for Wicked. Whoa. So they're expected like double-digit millions up for grabs. Probably beyond Kevin's toy collection.
Right, sec, yeah.
Maybe budget. Just a little above that.
Yeah, start the bidding at $6.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hi, Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Michelle, do you think you got what it takes in pop culture to beat Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
I don't know. Hannah's pretty good.
Don't do that to her. Thanks. Then she starts getting cocky. Don't do that, Michelle. She's like below average, right?
Okay.
Hannah, leave the room. We're going to ask Michelle 5 pop culture questions. Let's do this. Same questions for both of you. When Hannah's out of the room, she can't hear the questions or answers. So don't worry, Michelle. Or the help Kevin will give, because Kevin loves when Michelle wins.
I do.
Big Michelle fan. All right, here we go. Starbucks had to issue an apology because of their viral Christmas mug that sold out everywhere. What animal shape is it?
A bear.
Yep. Which Kardashian sister failed the bar exam?
Kim.
There is a rumor that Sydney Sweeney and Zendaya could be feuding. What TV show did the two do together?
Euphoria,
yeah. What color is the road that Dorothy must follow in The Wizard of Oz?
Yellow.
Man, you haven't missed. And then Chicago is going to be part of the Rock on New Year's Eve for the first time with Dick Clark. Who hosts the New York one?
Ryan Seacrest.
Michelle, when you said you were pretty good, you didn't hesitate. You didn't miss. 5, 4, 5. Let's go, Michelle.
Woo!
And you didn't even need Kevin. All right, we'll bring in back Hannah, and we'll see if she needed Kevin, because she's got to go 5 for 5 next.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we are bringing Hannah back into the room here on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah's homeschool is on. It's a pop culture quiz game where Michelle takes on Hannah. Same questions for both of you guys, so there's no advantage. Hannah stands out of the room, can't hear the questions or the answers. And a tie does go towards Michelle. Michelle, all she can do is tie, right? Tell her how many you got right.
I get all 5, Hannah.
Oh, my goodness.
I think in record time, too. She didn't even mess around. All right, Hannah. Same expectations. Didn't even need Kevin.
Okay.
He's been very helpful to other people lately. Starbucks had issued an apology because of their viral Christmas mug that sold out everywhere. What animal shape is it?
It's a bear.
Yep.
Berry stuff.
Which Kardashian failed the bar exam?
Kim.
That is correct. There is a rumor that Sydney Sweeney and Zendaya could be feuding. What TV show do the two do together?
Euphoria.
Yep.
Love that show.
What?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Color is the road that Dorothy must follow.
Yellow Brick Road.
And the Wizard of Oz. Yes. So you need this for the win. It's just announced that there's going to be some big changes to the Rockin' New Year's Eve with Dick Clark. Chicago will be part of the broadcast for the first time. Who hosts the New York one?
Dick Clark?
No, not for a while.
No, not Dick Clark.
He passed away.
He passed away, so he can't be doing that.
It was handed down to this person.
And, Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest, but we can't do you. After you said the dead guy was hosted, we can't give you the point. Right. Michelle gets
the honor,
win.
In his honor.
Dick Clark. Said no.
Rip Dick Clark.
Michelle, you get the win, and hear Hannah say it.
This is Hannah, and I got schooled by Michelle and the legacy of Dick Clark.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can figure out the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. One third of Americans' homes have this. What do one third of American homes have?
I'm going to give my biased answer, and I'm going to say fireplaces. Boyfriend Julian works on fireplaces, so right. I'm going to give a biased answer and say that.
Okay.
He's always working on a fireplace.
Kevin?
I'm torn between two, but I'm going to go with a fence.
A fence, all right.
Okay.
Good guesses?
I'm going to say a bike.
Ooh.
Like, families don't really have those anymore, I feel like.
No one got it correct. One third of Americans' home have this. 855-444-6342. What does one third of American homes have? I'll tell you the answer or see if you can figure it out if you text in your guesses when we kick off an hour of commercial-free music next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. One third of American homes have this. Is what the Mega Mind question of the day is. Did anyone figure it out on the text line, Hannah?
Really good guesses on here. The Shu family texted in and said a basement. Teacher Katie says a kitchen island. Teacher Suzanne says a swimming pool. Reggie and Ian, our friends, say a landline phone. Love those. The musician family says a trampoline. We got a dishwasher, a pet.
No one got it.
Samantha says a balcony or a back patio.
No, it's something smaller. doormat.
Like, oh,
a welcome, like a welcome doormat.
That makes sense.
Only a third of them.
A third of them have like a welcome doormat, yeah.
It looks so naked without
one.
My home is naked. Yesterday, I had every parent's nightmare. I was double, triple booked, and because of it, I screwed up big time at work. Let me explain what happened in less than 3 minutes on the Brett Mega Show. Ah, boy, I screwed up yesterday big time, especially at work. It's the Brett Mega Show. It was every parent's nightmare where you are double, triple booked because you have to run around with kids everywhere and you have a million things going on. I was more than probably 30 minutes late to an extremely important meeting and had a bust into the meeting where all the eyes are on you in the most awkward way humanly possible. So my life is always crazy. My schedule is always crazy. But I made a rare mistake when it comes to my schedule. I'm usually pretty good about knowing where I'm supposed to be and where all the things I have to juggle. But we have three kids, and there's a lot of juggling. And yesterday was an extraordinary juggling, working kids type of day that all parents have to deal with. I actually, complete transparency, left in the middle of the show yesterday, in the middle of our radio show, had to run up to my kids' school to then run home, to run back to work, work and home, same place, to run to work to, we filmed a video, then to run back to my kids' school to pick him up. And in the middle of running back and forth, my wife had texted me and said, hey, our son had like a weird rash and he's had it kind of for a little while and it hasn't gone away. So she had sent it into the like the pediatrician, the doctor, and they said, you should come in right away. And so that always like freaks you out as a parent and you get like anxious. And I'm like a paper calendar kind of guy. So I don't keep it on my phone. I was just double checking and then remember throughout the day. And I knew that I had something later that afternoon, but I kind of had forgotten with the running back and forth. And we usually have like a play group for him and then swim. And so I was like, oh, what about the interference that we have and the scheduling conflict? And my wife's like, well, I think I could just reschedule the play group thing. And so she's like, why don't you take him to the doctor? I was like, okay. So after I picked him up from school, I'm taking him to the doctor. And I get a text message from someone here at our company. And they're like, hey, are you coming to this meeting? These people flew in to meet you. Like, this
Oh my gosh.
Big time client. I was like, I literally responded, FFF. I'm at the doctor's office. Hold on. So I had to like call the doctor's office. Like, hey, I can't come up to this appointment. I know you guys said to come in. Is it really important that we come in today? They're like, yeah, can you bring him back up later? I'm like, now I'm freaking out that like they can't even reschedule it. Like this feels this important to you that you need to see my son. So I was like, oh my God. So I grab, I'm like, get back in the car. And so we race home. I drop my kid off at home, walk into this meeting. Meeting has started now, guys. And it's like people in the corner office, this client that flew in, and here I am. Boom, doors pop open. Sup, guys?
I was going to say, normally we know when you have a big meeting, and we had no idea.
I didn't, I was like scared. I'm like, why are you having this big secret meeting? I guess you didn't even know.
I wrote it down and I exchanged emails about even the time because there was like some, I had some timing conflicts already. I was like, that time doesn't work. And so I knew about it. I just literally had done.
So
like
what were the vibes when you walked in?
Yeah, did you walk in and go, hey,
super
take my kid
awkward.
To the doctor? You know?
I bet.
Yeah, I feel like, and then I stayed a little bit afterwards to smooth the client. Yeah. I felt like we're good. But if the like you know the big client doesn't like us anymore, it's probably because I'm an idiot. But walked in 30 minutes late. I did, and then you have to make a decision. Do you just like kind of, I walked in, everyone kind of looked at me like, oh, this dude just walked in. So then I kind of silently sat in the back, you know, because you don't like want to make a big deal. But then at the end, I thought, do I acknowledge that I was late or not?
You have to.
You have to.
I hope you apologize.
I did. I apologized. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like you should just, like everyone knows it and it's already been good. But I was like, I think I'm just going to, draw attention to it because I don't want to draw more attention to it, but I feel like it should be said. So I was like, hey, I just want to apologize. I knew I had this meeting and I even text my wife, like, I know I have a scheduling conflict and we normally do like a nature play group, then go straight to swim. So I was like, that's probably what it was. But it wasn't. It was an out of the ordinary day. And this happens to parents all the time where you have to feel like you have to be at five places at once. And once we had gotten the message from the doctor, like, well, you should come in right away, we were like, you just like black out, panic, like, oh, I'm stressed, I'm nervous, whatever.
I would have showed all my receipts to the client. I would have been like, here's my son's rash.
Here's my tracking
on my Find My iPhone. Look, I was busy. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So how is your son's rash? Since you had to go back.
Okay, so they think it was like a tick, I guess, and it like and like he has
a damn nature playgroup.
Yeah, yeah, probably. And now he has to get an antibiotic and stuff and a specialty cream. Yeah, but I went straight from that meeting when we had to go to the doctor's appointment. We just juggling around.
Man, so,
yeah, I'm an idiot, but I feel like every parent has also felt the effects where you're like, oh my god, I have to be like six places at once, and you drop the ball. But yeah, yesterday was a stressful day for me. AB's best friend is getting married. This video got like 18 million views of the decision she decided to do before she got married. And I want to check in with her on that decision next on the Brett Maga Show. I want to check in on AB's well-being. It is the Brett Maga Show. So AB had posted this video that actually went like viral. How many views did it have, AB?
18 million.
18 Woo! Million views about when she made the decision to move in with her best friend, because she knew that her best friend was going to get engaged and then her best friend would get married. They would move out of the apartment complex. So she had rented out an apartment like down the hall. And it was like kind of like the last chance for you to live out those sorority girl days, living down to almost like Friends, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everyone lives down the hall from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that moment in Friends where like they all realize that like we're getting married. Like the Friends characters start to get married and they start to have babies and they move on. And it's almost like one of those milestone moments for AB is your best friend's getting married. And looking back on this past year and that decision, I wanted to check it on your well-being and that decision to move in down the hall from your best friend.
Well, it's interesting because I posted the video a year ago. It got 18 million views and it was so exciting because it was the start of it. And yesterday was like the year mark. And so I reposted the video completely. And it's going viral again.
Really?
There's something in it.
I know. There's like 100,000 views right now.
So if you haven't seen the video, it's posted at the top of our Instagram.
Yeah, it is.
You can go to our Instagram right now and see at the top of it. It's the Brett Maga Show on Instagram to see this video we're talking about of two best friends kind of realizing this is like the last year of where before everything changes. And what a cool moment that you guys share.
Yeah. And it was so exciting, you know, when the video took off last year. But now that it's going viral again, it's like this bittersweet moment of, oh, but it's over. And so people are still like, they're now reposting this new one and tagging their best friends being like, when are we going to do this? And that used to be exciting. But now I'm like, oh, but it's done.
The era is over.
Do you feel like that year of living down the hall from each other lived up to its hype?
Yes.
Really?
It felt like college again in the best way possible. And I feel like the thing I'm going to miss the most, now I'm going to cry, is like the random run-ins like in the hallway. Something I do that I've never even said out loud. Every single time I get off the elevator at my floor, I like look down the hallway just to see if she's there. Even in the middle of the day, like if I get off work, you know, at 10 a.m. and I look down the hallway and I know she's still at work, I still like check just to make sure. And I've maybe run into her like twice in this year in the hallway, but I still do it. And so it's like those little things I'm going to miss the most.
It's routine.
I don't want to make you cry more,
right?
But those are the biggest changes that end up happening. Like they just go away. And it's like those weird, quiet, like it almost feels like a ghost drifting away. Is like, I told somebody this and nothing changes when you get married. Most of the time you are probably living together. You've been in a long-term relationship. This person's your person. You guys are one. But everything changes. It's so hard to explain. And one of my best friends was like, well, that was one of the worst explanations. Like nothing, but everything changes. And it's those little things that just change where you can't do them as much. And I hate to be those cliche, like, oh, you're just going to be busy all the time. But it does. It just feels like life just keeps moving. As soon as he got married, he's like, dude, I know exactly the feeling you're talking about. Is nothing's going to change between you and your friend. You guys are going to be sisters, but everything is going to change. So I'm glad you guys got that year because those moments down the hallway, where you're spontaneously running each other, like the Friends episode. Or I had a buddy of mine who did the same thing, moved in to a place that was near mine. I would be like, it all of a sudden I'd walk out of my bedroom or something or bathroom to get out of shower and he'd be in my kitchen eating my food.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore. Like, they just walk right in. It's like life just starts happening. Like I have three kids now. Like if I had to do that, like I just talked about how I screwed up my own schedule. Like I couldn't even possibly have that type of freedom. And I was talking about it with one of the, you know, the moms that one of the things that I have going for me is I got to travel before I got married. Before I had kids and my life changed a lot. I'm glad I did these moments that I can look back on because you had this year of all these cool moments that you can look back on. Like I miss them, but I'm like, don't miss them in the same way. Cause I have that, like I have those to calls on. So what a great decision that you end up making.
Yeah. And it's going to be a weird thing. Cause yes, I live alone. Cause technically she's in an apartment down the hall, but I haven't really been alone. So now it's like, okay, I'm going to be alone.
You're not going to be alone. But you're going to be alone.
Yeah. But there's an apartment available near AB.
Correct.
So if you're looking.
True.
And this was one of a big financial risk, too, I want to point out.
It was. This apartment was a lot more expensive and smaller than I would have been looking for. And the only reason I moved in here was because this is where she lived.
Yeah.
But it was worth it, right?
Absolutely.
All those memories and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The year kind of comes to an end. And then I feel like the big milestone happens like this coming up weekend where she's going to get married and now like your sister's off and married and probably going to have babies and you know, you'll all be grown up and all of a sudden you're like,
okay, dig the knife in.
Remember back in the day when we had that apartment? But for real, go, if you really want to see like, just like the bond that shows you that friendship can be sisters too at the same time, you can watch that video and just see like that true love.
And I cry in that video too.
I think we all have that friend we consider like a sister. You look at our Instagram, the Brett Mega Show on Instagram.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So it's been about a month since Britney Spears' ex-husband, Kevin Federline, released his tell-all book about Britney. And yesterday, Kevin Federline went on a podcast and spoke about all the different reactions to his book. And he exposed just a ton of different stories about Britney in this book, all seeming so personal and like really highlighting her mental state. So I was curious as to how people reacted, like close to him. And he said yesterday to defend himself, "We've tried every single thing. And when you're dealing with a situation like this, if I have to be the bad guy and everybody has to hate me, so be it." So he's saying, like, you know, all these people are hating on me for exposing Britney, but I've tried everything else. I just don't understand.
The thing that frustrates me the most about it is I feel as though that you shouldn't handle anything like that publicly. If you really are genuinely caring and worried about your kid's well-being or the well-being of your ex-wife, and none of that seemed, and it seemed like he was doing it from profitability.
Right.
Yeah. And there was, I didn't read the book, so in my defense, you know, I will defend that. I didn't read the book, but it did seem like it was trying to tear Britney down. Like, guys, she is so bad. And not like, because Britney was so bad, I went through something. This was like a tell-all on Britney, not like, I went through some stuff trying to help my ex-wife. It wasn't from his perspective. It was like, just like Britney gossip trash.
Yeah. And if that's not wild enough, Kevin claims that Britney's two sons are actually trying to become closer with their mom after the memoir release, which really is a little confusing to me because in the memoir, like, Kevin shared, like, Britney would stand in a knife in their room when they were little kids. So it's a little interesting to me that they would try to become closer with her after that. But then he said a line that actually made me mad and, like, totally discredited every nice thing he was trying to say. He said, "I've always wanted them to have a connection with their mom the way I have with my mom." What? What? Like, yeah. I feel like that's not the same thing at all. Like, I don't know. I can't take anything he says seriously. And even when he's trying to say, like, nice things about, like, him wanting to have a connection, about, like, him wanting to have his kids have a connection with Britney, to me it seems self-serving in a way.
Yeah, I feel like he's trying to make a bunch of money off of Britney, but he's like, but I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this for the greater good. Like, no, you're doing it to make some money because you're broke.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
I want you to jump in on this conversation because some people are saying it's a generational debate that's happening. Is it ever okay to interrupt somebody and call somebody out in the middle of a meeting? 855-444-4444. 6342. Is it okay to call someone out for maybe, especially when it comes to not giving you credit for some work that you've done, to say, hey, like, I need to get credit for the work that I've done, and you didn't give me any, and you're taking the credit for it. Some people are saying it is a generational thing, especially when the older generation usually ends up getting credit. So this man, he's 41 years old, asks, hey, am I being ridiculous here? I was doing an analytics report, and a 24-year-old colleague suggested afterwards, hey, where did you get that idea to run that like graph and those analytics? And he said, well, it was you. I got the idea from you. And she goes, well, it would have been nice to get credit for it. And he goes, man, back in my day, you would have gotten fired. He did one of those back in my day moments for calling out a coworker in public. You should never do that. 855-444-6342. Some people on the thread are saying, well, this is two different generations. Like Gen Z wants credit, demands credit, and is going to hold you accountable for it, where the older generation feels like you got to pay your dues. The man gets credit, right? Like the older senior in the room.
This is a pretty sensitive topic that's close to home for me. I am a Gen Z, and I do think I am a person who speaks my mind. I say what I want to say. I say the truth. And I would call someone out in a meeting if I didn't get the credit, because it's really hard to like put in your work and not get credit just because of your age. That's happened to me a lot in my career. People think, pay your dues, pay your dues, pay your dues. Okay, well, I am trying to pay my dues actively, so I want to get credit for the work that I've put in. And I don't think it's fair to have people walk all over you just because you're younger. So, yeah, I would interrupt a meeting if someone didn't give me credit for something.
Great point.
You have to stand up for yourself.
AB, is the other Gen Zer in the room?
I think if this was the first time it's happened, I would let it slide.
Don't make it a theme, though.
I think
if you let it happen once, why they'll just keep doing it. You have to stick up for yourself.
I think I would try to think, okay, maybe they're just not realizing or whatever. I would let it slide once. If it became this continuous thing, I would speak up. And I think it's okay to say it in the meeting.
In the meeting.
Yes.
Kevin.
I look at it like this. You're a part of a team when you're a group, and the team should get the credit. The problem is you're going to get the blame individually when things fail. So if you're going to get the credit individually, you also need to accept that blame individually. My problem is
interesting.
The fact
so
that,
if like the idea didn't work, you'd be like, hey, 24-year-old's with the idea.
Exactly. And you know that he would have thrown that guy under the bus.
Yeah, that's
or
not
that
fair.
Girl under the bus. That's not fair. You know, and I think that a lot of this is how it's talked about.
That's what a lot of people are saying. Communication's important.
Exactly. That guy seemed to be like, yeah, well, I got the idea from you. He should have been like, oh, and I'm so sorry. The idea came from you. He should have given her some credit. Give credit where credit's due. It's the smart way to work together as a team. And it's always the best policy to think of your coworkers that way. They're part of your team. Treat them as such.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly have mixed feelings about this. The mixed feeling I have is it really depends on what the idea was. Like, if we are sitting here and there's someone's in a presentation and you have to present 10 slides, like, so this slide, I got the idea from Kevin.
Yeah.
This next slide, I got the idea from AB. Like, it just, that just feels like a lot, right? Like, I do think there is, like, someone who is leading the presentation. And I also think that sometimes the person who's like, oh, I gave you that idea. Well, there was a million ideas that stacked upon one idea that led us here. And so trying to get the credit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I think that, and I also think that anything public, like publicly calling someone out, I think those need to be few and far between.
Yeah,
and
you
I
definitely think, need to pick your battles. If this is the first time it's happening, I wouldn't just blatantly be like, well, that was my idea, and yell it out in the meeting.
I think, like, for me, like, that guy is now saying, look at this younger generation. I don't think you're accomplishing your goal, which is getting the credit you want. I think you pull someone aside and say, hey, next time you do that, it'd be cool if you're like, yo, Hannah had suggested I use this idea for this graph and this analytics that I'm showing you. This came from Hannah. Like, let's work together as a team. They're going to find more mutual respect having the uncomfortable one-on-one conversation than you yelling out in the middle of me, where'd you get that idea from, dude?
I mean, there's a respectful way to do it in both ways. There's a respectful way for the Gen Zer to announce, like, hey, you know, I was a part of this idea as well. Like, it was a collaboration. And there's also a respectable way for the person presenting to give the other person credit.
Absolutely.
It's a two-way street.
And because it was a good idea, this is going to be an idea that's going to probably be used again going forward. So they're going to have to work together on this next idea, no matter who gets the credit.
I also think it's easier for me to say, like, hey, we shouldn't yell that kind of stuff out in meetings because I'm, you know, a white male who's more likely to get credit. Has a woman ever been in a meeting like, you know what, I spoke up, never getting the credit, and people are taking the credit for it? Do you think you should ever call somebody out in a meeting? Do you think that establishes the fact that you're going to get walked all over, like Hannah said? And you know what, you got to call people out in the middle of public meetings or nothing will change? Or do you feel like, hey, this should always be handled privately? We'll take your calls on this. 855-444-6342. Who is in the right? The man who, you know, didn't say anything, and then, or this Gen Zer said, hey, I want credit publicly. Take your calls on this next. Is it ever okay to publicly call someone else out in a meeting? 855-444-6342. This man is going viral for, and what they call, sparked a generational debate online because of a tense office moment. He was showing an analytics report, and the 24-year-old colleague suggested in the middle of the meeting, hey, where'd you get that idea for this report? And he goes, well, it was you. And she said, well, it would have been nice to get some credit for it. And he said, you know, back in my day, you wouldn't do that stuff publicly. You never call it another coworker. Some people are saying, no, Gen Z's saying, hey, man, if you're not giving me credit, I'm going to say something publicly. Should you say something in the meeting if someone is not getting you credit? 855-444-6342.
I'm definitely in the camp of that. I would be that 24-year-old girl, just like in this story, who would say something. If I worked hard on something, if I had an idea, if I had a collaboration, I would expect to be announced for that and praised for that.
For me, I think there are very few times that you should call out a coworker publicly in the middle of the meeting. So much happens behind the scenes for being like, well, you didn't give me credit for that idea. Usually how an idea comes to life is ideas compiled, a bunch of other ideas, and a lot of work behind the scenes. And so I just feel like then we're just getting into this whole, I want credit. I feel like that is honestly doing what he is afraid. It's like Gen Z just doesn't get it. Like it just lacks maturity. Like you should pull the colleague aside and be like, hey man, I feel like you're taking credit for some of my work. What's going on here? And having a conversation that seems like healthier outside of, because now he's saying, he's doing exactly what you don't want to happen. He's, look at this younger Gen Z generation. I don't respect them. And that's not getting the respect that Gen Z are probably wanting.
I think it's a little different for men and women too, because women calling someone out in a meeting could be seen as petty and immature, whereas a man doing it might be like, oh, he's standing his ground.
He's so bold.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's why I feel like unless it was a continuous thing, I wouldn't say anything. And I know it's wrong that people might think, oh, it's petty just because I'm a woman. But I think that is part of the reason I'm like feeling more reserved about it and that I wouldn't do it.
I would call it out right away because I wouldn't want it to become a normal pattern. I don't want the person who's older than me or the male in this story to think, okay, I'm just going to go along with this theme of not giving her credit and she's not going to say anything. I would nip it in the butt right away. If I did something that I didn't get credit for, I would say it right then so it wouldn't become a thing.
Well, I think my friend Chris, who texted me, kind of says it best. He says, I feel like there are so many variables that come to play with this situation about taking credit for work that's done, whether it's a small idea or something that lands on a multi-million-dollar contract with your company. There's definitely different ways to handle that situation, and handling it publicly is probably not the best way.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to get more credit because this is all about credit. For having the the hardest conversations, I always feel like is those one-on-ones. Yelling something in a meeting sometimes, like when you're mad and emotions are high, that feels easier to me because you're mad. Like, right, like your emotions are high. It is so much harder to go into an office, close doors, and be like, let's talk. Like, that is the scariest type of conversation. But that's where, like, real credit and, like, respect is established.
I mean, maybe.
Is it?
Maybe. I mean, you can be praised in silent, but you want to be praised publicly. Like, I worked hard on this. I want other people to see it. Having that older boss or whatever just be like, oh, yeah, you know, I thought of you. That's not, that doesn't mean anything. I want everybody to know that I collaborated on this.
Do you feel like then if that conversation happens privately, then it won't go anywhere publicly?
Correct.
I think once you have that conversation privately, that's going to change your guys' working relationship moving forward. But like Hannah pointed out, there's still a lot of dudes in power that haven't done any of that.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.